بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، لا إله إلا الله. قال في مقام آخر: محمد رسول الله. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: يا أيها الناس قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله وصدق الرسول ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, my brothers in Islam, firstly we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with iman. And we praise Allah Ta'ala for blessing us with Islam. And we praise Allah Jalla Majdahu for making us from the ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Salatu Wasallam. The call of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Salatu Wasallam was very simple, that Ya Ayyuhan Nas, that O mankind, O people, Qulu La Ilaha Illallah, say La Ilaha Illallah, Tuflihun, you will be successful. All of you will be successful. We see in Makkah al-Mukarramah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is talking all the time, whether in private, whether in public, whether in the night or the day, whether he is at home or in journey, whether he is on the mountain or below the mountain, whether it's a festive season which the Arabs had, he's only saying this. 2/3 of Qur'an al-Kareem, Allama Zamakhshari says, came down in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And you know and I know that 2/3 of Qur'an al-Kareem were talking about Aqaid, was talking about Tawheed, was talking about Risalat, was talking about Akhirat, was talking about Yaqeen, was talking about conviction, was talking about firm faith, was talking about making the Iman strong, was talking about Yukminuna bil-Ghayb, was talking about believe in the unseen. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seated in the haram, quietly, peacefully meditating, contemplating. Abu Jahl comes to him and abuses him. Abu Jahl swears him, uses vulgar words on him and nasty words on him, accuses him of various things, and he is rough with him, shouting at him, screaming at him. And according to one narration, even he hits beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, drawing blood. On the other side you see that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his father is Abdullah and grandfather Abdul Muttalib. Abdul Muttalib had 10 sons. Two, Abdullah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father, and Abu Talib, they were real brothers and uncles obviously of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Talib, who aided, supported and stood with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was the moral backup for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was dying. Utba, Shayba, Abu Jahl, Abu Sufyan all came to him and told him that you are on the point of death now. You are going now. And you should not forsake the religion of your forefathers. You should not forsake the ways and norms and pattern of the forefathers. you should not disgrace us and support Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they leave him for a while. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes there, and Utbah al-Shayba, Abu Sufyan, Abu Jahl also tell Abu Talib that tell your nephew that he must stay away from us and we'll stay away from him. Tell him not to talk about Tawheed and we will stay away. Tell him that he's causing disruption amongst us. Tell him he's causing division amongst us. Tell him to leave us and stop calling towards Tawheed. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes there. On the other side, we see what is happening, that in the valleys of Makkah al-Mukarramah, that there was a famous wrestler, Rukana, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. At that time he had not accepted Islam. He is there, he's a famous wrestler in Makkah. No one could outdo him. He dropped everybody there in Makkah al-Mukarramah. He was the star wrestler. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meets him there and tells him that, Rukana, why you don't accept Islam? Why you don't accept Tawheed? Why you don't realize that there is a creator? And there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rukana says, you see, I am not one very clever. I tend the flock, I am a good wrestler. He was classified strongest person, strongest wrestler in the whole of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Other side, what we see, a person, a Jewish lad, he should frequent Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he should always be in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And although being a Jew, he had not accepted Islam, he had not accepted Tawheed, he had not accepted Risala, but he was always in the vicinity near Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is on his deathbed. He is dying, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming towards his house with the entourage, and they come towards the youngster. He is dying, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, that, oh boy, oh lad, read, say la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, say the shahada. In Makkah al-Mukarramah we see again, one old lady who should always harm Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, injure Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and throw dirt on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, throw muck and filth on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should walk, he should make it filthy, and she should throw rubble and dirt and thorns, make it difficult for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was all the time forbearing, patient. She falls sick, and she is ailing, and she is now on the bed, lying down flat. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired, just like he inquired about the Jewish lad, that where is he? I don't see him now. They say, no, he is about dying. Same here, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired, that there is the road clean today. There is no muck and filth, and there is no soil, and there is no thorns, and there is no throwing things on me. Where is that old lady? She is sick. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, let's go visit her. Let us go and visit her. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decides to go. And with his entourage. And she is informed that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala hum ajma'in, they coming. And she begins to actually shake and quiver because she thinks Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming with Sahaba Ikram to take vengeance now, to take revenge. Abu Talib dying. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to him and tells him, oh my beloved uncle, that read the kalima, say the kalima, testify to Tawheed, say la ilaha illallah. Why? Because la maqsooda illallah, la matlooba illallah, la mawjooda illallah, There is nothing to be sought except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is all seeing. Allah is all seeing. And there is no purpose of life but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything. And there is La ilaha illallah. There is no one worthy of worship but Allah ta'ala. Telling Abu Talib, say this, you will get salvation. Abu Talib says, you see Abu Jahl and party were here, and they're telling me that you should refrain from calling to Tawheed. They're saying me that divisions are being caused. They are telling me that you should leave them alone. They're telling me you should not call towards Tawheed. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that no, I cannot leave Tawheed. I cannot leave the call to La ilaha illallah. That side, you see the wrestler Rukana. He says, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that see, if you wrestle me and lock me down, then I may think about it. Then I may think about it. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, okay, let me wrestle you. So they wrestle, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drops him down. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam puts him down. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got the strength, respected elders, they state that the Anbiya alayhi salam has got the strength of 40 Jannati men. In another narration, it is stated the Anbiya alayhi salam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the Jannati man has got the strength of 1,000 earthly people. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrestles with him and drops him down and sits on him and says, now what, Rukana? Now what? So Rukana says, I can't believe what you did. I cannot fathom that what has happened here. He says that, take 10 sheep of mine. Take 10 sheep of mine, let's wrestle again. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, okay, let's wrestle again. The youngster is passing away. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming to him and talking to him and telling that youngster, that Jewish boy, that see, La ilaha illallah. Why? La matluba illallah. La maqsooda illallah. La mawjooda illallah. Say La ilaha illallah. You'll be still saved. That boy, he looks at his father. He looks at his Jewish father. He looks at him and he's looking at Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He looks now at his father and looks at Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That old lady who's passing away. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to visit her. When he goes to visit her, she is absolutely shocked that here is the one I'm troubling and injuring and harming. Here is the one I'm throwing the thorns on. Here is the one I'm throwing filth upon. And here is the one who I'm troubling daily. He's coming to see me and he inquires that, how is your health? How is your health? And he prays for her, makes dua for her, and she is shocked. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, who at that time he had accepted Islam, he came from hunting. When he came from hunting, he liked to go to hunting in the daytime. And he had his bow, arrow, equipment with him. When he came to his house, then the maid told him that, you know what Abu Jahl did to your nephew today? He said, I don't know. He said, Abu Jahl, whilst Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in the Mataf area, whilst he was there peaceful, and he was not troubling anybody, Abu Jahl came and did this to him and that to him, and Abu Jahl hit him, and Abu Jahl saw him, and she narrated everything because she observed everything. She told Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu all that what transpired. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu picked up his bow again, and he ran out of his house. He ran to the haram. And before that, he had been to the haram, because it was a tendency of all the Arabs that when they came from outside, when they came from hunting or journey or anywhere, they should make tawaf and then go to their homes. They're not even Muslims, mushriks, everything, but they should make tawaf and go. It was also their system and method that whenever they walked past the haram, remember in those days, you just imagine the Kaaba, nothing around there. There is no buildings around there, nothing around there. So when they passed from one place of the Haram to the other, and they happen to pass by the Hajar al-Aswad, they will make istilam of the Hajar al-Aswad and pass by. That was their system. And they regarded that as necessary, that make istilam and go wherever they wanted to go. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala had made tawaf and went home, and his mate told him all this. He picked up the bow and he decided, no, I'm going to sort this out now. That youngster looking at Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and looking at his father, he's waiting for signal from his father. What must I do? Here the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling to Tawheed. He's calling for salvation. He's calling that there'll be total salvation in saying the kalima. The father of the youngster tells him that, oh my son, do what Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying you. Say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. The youngster recites the kalima, he gets salvation, he gets the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gets jannah, he passes away. Abu Talib is waiting, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, talking to him, encouraging him, telling him that, oh my uncle, say La ilaha illallah. Say, testify to Tawheed, testify to the Risala, testify. And he goes, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him that testify, there'll be salvation for you. Testify, there'll be success for you, respected elders. That same very call is for today. That same call when we say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. That very same call there, that very same call now, that pure tawheed, anti-shirk, anti-kufr, anti-bidah, will give us salvation here to respected elders. When we hold fast to tawheed, we'll get success. And when we remove all the paraphernalia, the shirk and the bidah and the un-Islamic things away from tawheed, we will get success, respected elders. That same message that gave Tufli Wundah, that same message will give us success here. Abu Talib is waiting. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to him right near his bedside and tell him that my uncle, see the kalima, I will be able to intercede for you on the day of judgment. I'll stand for you on the day of judgment. See the kalima. He is now bewildered, he's staying there on the deathbed, respectively. Abu Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, he goes to Abu Jahl and immediately goes to him and he tells him that you did this to my nephew, and without saying anything else, he takes the bow and strikes him and lets the blood come out of his forehead and tells him that you deserve this. And he tells him that, why are you taking my nephew on? Take me on. I'm here. Take me. He tells him. Respected elders, Abu Jahl's party, because he was in the haram, he had people around him, they began to stand up. Abu Jahl himself says that, leave Abu Umara. That was the kunyat appellation of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, leave Abu Umara. Definitely I have exceeded the limit. I have said things to his nephew unjustly. I have definitely said harsh words to him. And I have definitely did him down. Meaning that he crossed the line. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he moves out of there and he's heading for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rukana, respected elders, he wrestling Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he's wrestling Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brings him down again. Shocked again. Said, what has happened here? They said, okay, give it another 10 brother. No, 10 goats. Please wrestle again with me. Say, yeah, okay, no problem. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrestle again with him. Put him down again and sits on him and says him that now what you say, Rukana? So said he's shocked. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, Rukana, shall I show you something even more astonishing than that? Shall I show you something that is even more surprising than what is happening now? Rukana says, show me. Old lady, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is visiting. When she sees Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recites the kalima, gets salvation, gets success, Because in this kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, it was their success and their salvation, and it is our success and our salvation. Provided, respected elders, we maintain and uplift and protect and defend Tawheed and Risalah and practice upon the Sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he goes to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells him, "Oh my nephew, I came to know what Abu Jahl did to you, and I have acted accordingly. I went there and I have struck him and I have with my bow and I have drawn blood." Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him that, "Oh my uncle," he tells him that, "I am not happy with that. I am not happy with that." Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala says that, "What will make you happy? What will make you happy, O my nephew?" Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him that, "Read the Shahada. Read the Shahada. That will make me happy. May they come to Tawheed, come to Risalat. That will make me happy." Respected elders, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reads the Shahadat. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is overwhelmed, overjoyed, making dua for Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who accepted Islam before Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that beloved uncle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who got martyred in Uhud, and his grave lies on the foothills of Uhud today as testimony, respected elders. Also, you will find the grave of Hazrat Sayyid ibn Umair in Madinatul Munawwara near his grave, and behind them the 70 Shuhada. Respected elders, the formula that worked there, that formula will still work here. Rukana, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells a tree, he says to Rukana, "That tree, shall I call it here?" Rukana was now astonished. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the tree. According to one narration, it split into half, and half of the tree moved and walked to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the tree, "See the Shahada." The tree said the Shahada. Rukana is looking at the tree, hearing it. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the tree, "Go back." But the tree went back and attached itself to the other half. Rukana had to accept Islam, respected elders. Went back to his Banu Manaf tribe and told them that, "I have seen poets and I have seen sufferers, but this is no sorcery going on here. This is the message of Tawheed that we are all supposed to be accepting." See, respected elders, how the da'wah was done, how the invitation was done. No compromise on Tawheed, respected elders. And today, our ideology and philosophy, our life system, we look like these kafirs and we think we are against these kafirs. We think like these mushriks and we think we are against them. Our walking, talking, living, business, transaction, everything, when you look at the mirror, we are looking like those enemies of Islam, and we want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to descend. How foolish have we become, respected elders? And that same formula will work for us, and we can become rulers of the world. But first, let Allah rule us. Let the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rule us. We will be successful. How Sahaba was successful. We'll have salvation like how Sahaba has salvation. May Allah ta'ala grant his ability to practice upon this very simple deen. Wa akhra da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. There's two announcements. Alhamdulillah, everybody knows that the istima is coming and these preparations. The map is on the wall. The requirements are there, the contact details are there, and the takazas, whatever requisitions there, we require you to spend some time on the site. Whatever help you can give on the site, whatever spare time now, Saturday, Sunday is coming, go on the site. There's a lot of work to be done on the site. We'll be rewarded for putting the structures up, aiding there. Whatever input we got, small or little, we will be rewarded for that, inshallah. Secondly, see, there are a lot of kitabs here on the shelves, and kitabs also in the classroom. Now there are some brothers who think this is their property, you take it away without taking permission from Maulana Abdul Aziz, the Imam. If you want the kitab, please ask him. Inshallah, we'll make some arrangements. You got no right to take kitabs from here. Jazakallah.